Time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Cape Week editor Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll joins us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, the Cape Cod St. Patrick's Parade is on Saturday, and a hockey legend will be the Grand Marshal. Tell us about this.
Yes, this is the eighth year they have done this. They get thousands of people from all over the Cape and off Cape to come to this, and they have a dozen bands from all over New England, including an Italian band from Boston's North End, so proving you don't have to be Irish to enjoy this. They've got 15 floats and all kinds of youth programs, and their Grand Marshal this year is indeed Bruins great Derek Sanderson. Sanderson has spent the last 12 years talking to kids about the dangers of any kind of addiction. He had some trouble with alcohol and drugs after he left the Bruins. And so he told our writer for the Cape Week story that we're running that he's really happy to be part of a St. Patrick's Day event that does not involve drinking. So he's going to start out at the Grand Marshal's dinner dance on Friday night. That's at 6 o'clock at the Cape Cod Irish Village in South Yarmouth. Then the parade itself kicks off at 11 a.m. at School Street in West Dennis and goes down Route 28 to Yarmouth.
And, Kathy, the Kituat Center for the Arts has a big music weekend, and one of these events is a reschedule from the Blizzard.
It is. We talked about it. It's the Kami Lyle Sit a While program that they were debuting. And they tried to have it, and then it snowed, and then they tried to have it, and then the power was out. But now it's rescheduled to Friday night, and it's going to be set up as, you know, chatting in the round and talking and playing music. And the guests are the Kami Lyle Trio, as well as Katie Curtis, who is a Boston-based folk musician who played the White House over the holidays, and then country music veteran Dana Cooper, who was just on tour with Lyle Lovett. They are playing at 7:30 on Friday, and then on Saturday night, N-Train from Martha's Vineyard is going to be coming over. And Tom Major told our writer that they're trying to bring the spirit of good vibes and fun to the center, and also that the N-Train's been around long enough that their fans are bringing their kids to the show. So it's a family-friendly show at 8 o'clock on Saturday.
And last weekend, there was a multicultural festival at Four Seas, and this weekend, the college has another big event. It's the Cape Cod Natural History Conference.
It is. It's going to include research and reports from all kinds of environmental organizations all over the Cape. And it is for professionals, but the organizers really hope the public will come and learn about what they're calling really cool subjects. And some of the topics include turtle strandings, which we've heard a lot about, conflicts between humans and wildlife here. So I'm betting the bear and the sharks come up with that one. And another session is going to look at the past year of odd things in nature and the weird weather we've been having. So that could be topics that the public would like as much as professionals in the field. And that's going to be going on all day from 8:30 to 3 on Saturday at the Tilden Arts Center.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend on the Cape and Islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You can find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you, Steve.